other non-fungible assets such as domain names, digital event tickets, frequent flyer miles, and video game items existed on the internet prior to the introduction of NFTs. Buyers previously acquired digital assets on closed platforms, such as a video game, where a player purchases a specific gear, set, or outfit. But that asset is not easily transferable to another game or marketplace. Blockchain creates an open platform or ecosystem for the movement of digital assets from one person to another, as well as a coordination layer that gives users both ownership and control permissions over their assets. To fully comprehend NFT technology, you must first have a thorough understanding of blockchain technology in general. Blockchain's fundamental concept is that it is a database system that stores data in blocks that are linked together and holds a ledger of time-stamped information. The ledger in blockchain is dispersed over many distinct computers connected to the same network, which is crucial since the ledger exists in many interconnected versions. Developers have built financial mechanisms around distributed ledgers to encourage individuals to keep the ledger up to date via a consensus process. The employees who keep track of the ledgers solve computer puzzles in exchange for cryptocurrency. While the specifics of blockchain technology are significantly more complicated, at its core, blockchain is a technique of transmitting knowledge through timestamping methods, with confidence guaranteed through a distributed system rather than a single central authority. An NFT is a digital representation of a one-of-a-kind asset that cannot be traded for a similar item. NFTs can represent a variety of tangible and intangible things, including art, collectible sports cards, tweets, gifts, music, virtual property, and ownership records for real estate. Like a Bitcoin transaction, each NFT is independently recorded and authenticated on a public blockchain, allowing individuals to buy, sell, or trade the digital product. This technique makes it tough for outsiders to alter or fabricate the asset, but it is simple to verify ownership. NFTs differ from other crypto assets in that cryptocurrencies are easily interchangeable and divisible, whereas NFTs are unique, one-of-a-kind items that cannot be replaced by another identical item by sellers or buyers. This distinction raises the question of fungibility. A fungible commodity, or good, is one that can be exchanged for other fungible units of the same type. Physical currencies, as well as cryptocurrency, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, are examples of fungible assets in the financial world. A non-fungible asset, such as a house or used automobile, is something that is unique and irreplaceable. NFT technology drew increased attention from the crypto, financial, and mainstream media in the first quarter of 2021, with trading volumes, peer-to-peer sales of NFTs, jumping over 25 times since December of 2020, and valuations exceeding $2 billion for some marketplaces. Some argue that tokenizing everything will create some early excitement, while others argue that NFTs are the future of decentralized finance and may represent assets with long-term worth. Any asset can be represented by a token. Tokens also serve as a visual representation of a user's ownership of something. And this application lays the groundwork for NFT technology.